This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click the radio schedule button, choose the year and month. You may see a list of guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna@spingola.com, which I'd never access during the program. If you have not already contributed to the ongoing pledge drive, you may do so by calling 800-724-2719 or make it online at republicbroadcasting.org. You may also support RBN by subscribing to the archives and purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. Yesterday, I failed to mention that I did post on yesterday's date on the radio schedule page a very lengthy, well, I won't say lengthy, excuse me, excuse me, my word. Well, I think I'm going to make it here. I posted an article about the Nade brothers. It's very, very comprehensive. It was written by Leslie Raphael. He's an individual who lives in Scotland. And he dedicated hours and hours and hours to put this thing together. And it basically indicates that the Nade brothers were quite possibly CIA or Mossad. And he really defines the plane shots and everything. And the whole thing was totally, totally staged. My guest today is Dr. Ed Kendrick, and his website is rediscover911.com. That's rediscover911.com, and that is also linked on the radio schedule page. Dr. Kendrick, are you? Yes, you are. Are you with me?
Yes, present and accounted for. Glad to be here, Deanna.
Well, thank you for joining me today. We've had some other people talking about 9/11 this week. We had Zan Overall on Monday. He's just a delightful person, and we had a lot of fun. We had an enjoyable time. And then yesterday we talked briefly about planes, and it's been interesting. And rediscover911.com. You have a lot of articles there on that website. You have a lot of things, and I invite everyone to go to that website and investigate it. And we know for decades that the Jews have always used terrorism in order to enact or to change politics and the culture. They've been doing this since 1870s. And yet we don't hear a lot about that anywhere. And there are a lot of incidences that we don't hear about at all. There was a gentleman, Wilbur C. Eveland, who was a former senior officer in the CIA, wrote a book called Ropes of Sand. And, of course, the agency opposed this book, but he said, and I quote, "In attempts to portray the Iraqis as anti-American and to terrorize the Jews, the Zionists planted bombs in the U.S. Information Service Library and in synagogues. Soon leaflets began to appear urging Jews to flee to Israel. Although the Iraqi police later provided our embassy with evidence to show that the synagogue and library bombings, as well as the anti-Jewish and anti-American leaflet campaigns, had been the work of the underground Zionist organization." All right, we do have to take a break. We will be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and my guest today is Dr. Ed Kendrick, and his website is rediscover911, all one word, rediscover911.com. And it's a great website, and as I was saying, terrorism has always been a part of the Jewish program. And they were setting off bombs in Iraq as early as 1950, and the interesting thing about it is that they didn't mind if they killed a few Jews in the process, and they did that in order to get a lot of the Jews. There were probably about 600,000 of them in Iraq. They wanted to move those Jews from Iraq into Israel to use as cheap labor, particularly the poorer ones, and so they didn't mind killing a few to get them to relocate, and that's just what they do. They even blew up some ships that had immigrants on them. So,
what this is it's lying or stealing our reality. They create a reality. If something is reported and it doesn't really happen, they consider that to be reality. And if something is reported or is not reported, but it does happen, then the reality is it didn't occur. So what we've got is deceptive lies being created to induce others to achieve their ends. False flags.
Right, and false flags has always been, you know, they always blame somebody else. They shift all the responsibility and the blame, which in addition is to perpetuate either warfare or to implement some sort of program, you know, like all the wars in the Middle East.
One of my first memories of kindergarten on the playground was a boy down the street who would push me or shove me and cause me to fall down, and I would get up and chase him. And then as I got real close to him, he'd fall down and trip me again, over and over and over, a deception. And I didn't learn my lesson. I fell down many times with Roger running ahead of me, and then as I almost caught him, he'd do another trick. And this is an adult level of that. We have over and over being tricked to change the reality and deceive us. And it's devils. I'm convinced they're devils.
Oh, I think so too. Very clever. I mean, and the thing is that they plan these things. That they're not just you know, by chance. They actually sit and plan these things. It was part of their strategy in one of their original Jewish congresses, I believe, in 1897, where they planned to implement terror in order to get their way. And it seems to have worked quite well for them. And part of that terror, of course, has always been warfare. And when you talk about the Jews, you also think about the Bolshevik Revolution. And revolution has always been their forte. And I look at World War I and World War II as revolutions.
They were designed to deceive, to distract, and install new governments. We see this happening ongoingly right now. I think as 9/11, as we're getting closer to identifying the real perpetrators of 9/11, that we're being distracted by these other false flag attacks, the attacks in Libya just recently, where civil unrest would take place, the Syria unrest. I would suspect these are promoted by CIA, Mossad types of operatives in order to keep the conversation moving away from a focus on the past. We're also implored by our leaders. Obama said as he was elected, we need to put the past in the past. But there's such a thing as the lessons of the past, and we can't learn those lessons of history when the lessons are lies. When the history is lies, we're misled, and we never learn the lessons of histories that are lies.
Exactly. And of course, it's interesting that they would like us to forget our past, but they want us to totally remember their past. They want us to remember their suffering and all the persecution that they have endured over generations. And yet we are supposed to just abandon our past, our culture, and adopt multiculturalism to adjust to their agenda. And that's just not right at all. And yeah. So you can see who Obama is working for. And when you talk about the chaos that the CIA creates, you can also include Vietnam in on that, because they totally restructured the country. I mean, they transported a million people, a million Catholics from the north to the south in order to create chaos, because the south was more Buddhist. And, you know, they just didn't mix. And the CIA, well, the American taxpayer paid for all of that, you know, as far as all the moving a million people. And, you know, they paid in blood, money, and a whole lot of other things.
And somehow we lost, the U.S. lost in Vietnam, and somehow a communist government just happened to take over.
Sure.
We have overwhelming force. If force was really intended, if dominance and winning was really intended, I can't imagine that we wouldn't have won. But the course of things was that communism came into Vietnam, and I would suspect that that was by design also, just a continuation of the chaos.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of it, too, as they were dropping the bombs, those bombs served a dual purpose. In the fact that a lot of those bombs were dropped in the South China Sea, And what it did was expose where some of the oil was. And so rockets, this was a program developed by the Navy with the Rockefeller oil. And so when the whole thing was over, then the people that that had close association with the U.S. government went in and were able to have concessions to drill oil in the South China Sea. So I mean, it, you know, in addition to the drugs, because the, you know, it was a golden triangle there, and of course the CIA was making money by shipping drugs back into this country, and you know, because wherever you have a big black market, you know, a big crime syndicate in any country, whether you're talking about China and the Green Gang, or whether you're talking about the mafia, and which was run by the Jews, by the way, whether you're talking about the mafia and the CIA, I mean, they always are in bed together. I mean, you could not have such pandemic drug smuggling without the cooperation of the U.S. government.
During the Vietnam period, as I've heard, it would be interesting for people to research Richard Armitage and his relationship to the heroin opium trade in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam era, Richard Armitage, and also one of his associates, Armitage Associates, in that period was Colin Powell. Those are some pretty big names. Armitage became a member and part of the Bush administrations. It's just a recycling of, I would say, mafia dons. They can't seem to find, like Petraeus is now head of our CIA. All of these people are just recycled, move musical chairs from one leadership position to another, controlling communications, control military, so-called intelligence, controlling all of these aspects of our lives that affect the human journey. The human's journey is continually steered off a cliff. What would life have been if we hadn't had these demons leading the world to ruin on a regular basis?
Oh, exactly. Yes. What would life be like? I mean, you have to look at every aspect, too, and you can't just look at one thing. It isn't just warfare. It isn't just economic. Well, you know, most warfare is economic. But when you look at the food supply, when you look at the water supply, when you look at the medical industry, when you look at, it's all for profit. And we are considered just commodities or entities by which they may accrue profit. And, I mean, that is really pathological.
There's a point at which the control of money and resources may not be the only ends. I've even thought that they're wanting to control our souls, our very spiritual essence, who we are as spiritual beings, and to prevent us from our natural ascendance, keep the din of pornography in front of us, the survivor shows, the food shows, just keep us involved and so bombarded by this noise, constant noise. My staff enjoy a certain radio station, and it gets to a point during the radio station, music is just one song after another with a beat, and you just can't find a peace, a rest within. With this music in the background. We've got this, I would call it a Jewish environment that's being given to us with the various new ways that we're supposed to be thinking about morality, the relationships of family. We're being given a perversion, a depravity. And that brought me in this demon concept to wonder, why did Hitler, and especially the good German people, I don't necessarily think Hitler was a saint, but why did the good German people get convinced to despise Jews? What was it about Jewishness in their society that brought that animosity?
Right.
That's a good question to pause for this break.
All righty, we will be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality. Your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Today is Dr. Ed Kendrick, and his website is rediscover911.com. And you were talking about Germany, and actually the problem in Germany with the Jews started in 1848 to 49 during the revolution. They had actually given emancipated their Jews, at least in certain areas, by 1810, 1812, and had allowed them to have a lot of the same quality of life, the same privileges as Germans. And by 1879, Wilhelm Marr wrote a book talking about how they'd basically taken over the whole country, the media, the banks, the schools, and all kinds of things.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It sure does.
If you look at the composition of the Federal Reserve Board itself, the top board for the Federal Reserve, they're Jewish. If you look at Obama's cabinet, starting with his appointment to White House Chief of Staff, Obama has appointed almost every cabinet leader, his czars, almost everyone are Jewish. You look at the head moguls of all the media conglomerates, the five to six major media conglomerates, at the very tippy top, they're Jewish. It's control of media, banking, control of Hollywood, admitted by Jews that they control these things. And I've resisted for the last few years, as I've discovered the Jewish connections to 9/11, I've resisted making an indictment that it's all Jews or that. But I tell you what, until Jews for 9/11 Truth organization starts up and starts to make some waves, I'm very suspicious that there's a conspiracy of silence at a minimum on the part of all Jews.
And well, we talked about that briefly yesterday, and I asked the guest yesterday if he felt, I think I asked him, I'm certain I did, if he felt that that we actually silence ourselves, we censor ourselves, and that groups actually do, group leaders. Well, I think I was talking to Zan about this, that the groups, particularly in California, there are three groups, 9/11 groups out there, and two of them really don't even discuss the Jewish influence or the Jewish participation in 9/11.
And their leadership is, or the members that are most dominating of the conversations, there's just a real outcry when you start to say something negative about Jews. Yes, they'll yell, "We are suffering, we've suffered through history." But as I asked before our break, what was it about Jewishness in the society that led to the animosity towards Jews? And we've seen in today's society, United States, the world, the dominance. We've seen the types of treatment that Israel is bringing to Palestine. That's pretty obviously not learning the lessons that they want us to learn about concentration camps and torture and killing. In fact, if this is the Jewish state, Israel, what they're doing is demonstrating exactly what they would cry out about the Holocaust for having occurred.
Which it didn't actually occur to begin with, but they have always used that.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. We need to say over and over that the Holocaust itself is another creation of reality by reporting something that didn't happen, but making it real because of the enforcement and the repetition of the lies, even to the point of making it illegal for you and I, if we were in Europe, in some countries, to even talk about it, which I don't think truth needs such enforcement. I think if it's a real truth, then open discussion of it would be just fine.
Oh, absolutely. You know, back in 1935 in the Jewish Daily Bulletin, Vladimir Jabotinsky said, and I quote, "There is only one power which really counts, the power of political pressure. We Jews are the most, we Jews are the most powerful people on earth because we have this power and we know how to apply it," unquote. So they also, in addition to having so much influence in the media and everywhere else, they basically own the politicians.
Yeah, they own them, I think, through extortion. My sense is that many people getting started in politics have a righteous motive. They really intend to make a difference, and they have the direction of good in their hearts. But somewhere along the way, it gets perverted or sidetracked or stolen. Their good motives get stolen by deception. They get stolen by bribery, or maybe they people get caught doing something or induced to do something, and then there's a blackmail that occurs. Our entire Congress has become prostitutes to the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. We are whores to Israel, we being the U.S. government leaders. We the people are just unwitting, mostly, pawns in a process of control, a big control drama that's fed to us through the media, and it's just a cacophony of lies and deception.
Absolutely. Alrighty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Our guest today is Dr. Ed Kendrick. His website is rediscover911.com, and we were talking about some of the influence that the Jews have, and it reminded me, of course, of our former governor, Rod Blagojevich, and the day before he was arrested, he gave a press conference. This was on December 8th of 2008, and he announced that he had ordered every agency in the state of Illinois to stop doing business with the Bank of America until the Bank of America released some of the billions of the bailout funds that they had received. And this business that particularly that he was focused on was Republic Doors and Windows, and they laid off all of their employees because they couldn't renew their loan, and this was right before Christmas. And the next day, lo and behold, at 7 a.m., they came and arrested him, and he just went off this week to 14 years in prison. And I mean, there are people, you know, who have murdered people that don't get 14 years. And then, of course, you have to look at the Kennedy assassination and all of the assassinations in Europe, including in Russia. I mean, these people have assassinated a lot of leaders, and we never seem to put all these dots together and say, well, yes, they're the people behind, you know, the Tsar's assassination. They're the people behind this and behind that. And, you know, they have been kicked out of several countries, and for good reason.
You know, it's very sad that all of these countries are being toppled for the purposes of the Zionists, and I'm just aghast. We've got supposedly well-meaning groups like Code Pink or World Can't Wait, some of these anti-war groups, veterans against the war. But look at the tippy top of the leadership of these groups, and you'll find people that are Jewish or Zionist. In Code Pink, for example, a woman named Medea Benjamin is a leader there. I wrote to her. She didn't respond. My question was why Code Pink doesn't have a conversation about the lies of 9/11. It would be very logical to expose the 9/11 lies if you were really anti-war. We've been in Afghanistan over 10 years based upon the war on terror, which the justifications arise out of the official story of 9/11. So, Medea Benjamin, if you're listening there, why aren't you talking about 9/11? I say that the 9/11 truth ends all wars, Medea. I'd like Code Pink to step up to the plate and demonstrate that they're truly anti-war.
Well, a lot of the organizations that that these people had, they had them in order to control certain movements, such as the anti-war movement. In fact, one of the first anti-war demonstrations in Russia was led by none other than Lenin. And he is the one that said, we're going to control both the sides of both, both sides so that we can control the outcome. And so you can see it in this example that you've spoken of.
Yeah, just 2 days ago, I also wrote to Jewish Youth for Peace, I think it was. And I tried to get them enrolled in the idea of talking about 9/11. They'll talk about other things, but they won't go to 9/11. And we on rediscover911.com know the reason. The reason is because Israel was a key player in 9/11. And if these Jewish, young Jewish people who claim to be about peace are really about peace, then opening the conversation about 9/11 is an essential. And all these groups become what I would say controlled opposition. They create a limited hangout where a limited amount of subject material is disseminated in the guise of we're doing something. J Street is another example. Supposedly a kinder, gentler group of Jews that are not finding complete agreement with the tactics of the Zionists, but they won't go to 9/11, and it's because that undermines the tribe's overall foundations.
Right. And of course, the other thing that they will not talk about, they refuse to talk about, of course, is the Holocaust, as well as 9/11, because these are two key things that they need. And you have on your website, who benefits? Who benefited by 9/11? And when you figure out who benefits from a crime, then you can pretty well point your finger at the people who perpetrated that crime. And certainly there's so much evidence that they were involved. In fact, the five dancing Israelis were here. They came here to document the event. Now, they had to have known that the event was going to occur in order for them to leave their country and come over here and document it.
It's so clear. There are many, many connections. And I'm starting to see some Mormon connections in this way. And this is pretty scary. Rabbi Dov Zakheim, the comptroller for the Pentagon during 9/11, it just so happened that his accounting department, the Department of Naval Intelligence Accounting Division, was what got blown up, including the computers and half the accountants, auditors, and budget analysts, during a time when a total of $3.4 trillion in Pentagon allocations were found missing. We remember Donald Rumsfeld's announcement the day before of $2.3 trillion. That was for 1999, an additional $1.1 trillion for the year 2000. Anyway, Rabbi Dov Zakheim just happens to come out of a chief executive position with System Planning Corporation, which manufactures and installs remote flight control systems for Boeing aircraft. Well, we had Boeing aircraft. These were novice pilots. Some people speculate that the planes were professionally, accurately piloted. Well, this could be a remote piloting situation. Now, bring it up to today. On Mitt Romney's website, guess who is a special advisor now to Mitt Romney? Rabbi Dov Zakheim.
No surprise there.
No, no. These people keep getting recycled. Now, Rabbi Dov Zakheim made Aliyah. He left for Israel after he stepped down from his chief accountant position for the Pentagon. But he's back, and he's helping Mitt Romney in his presidential bid.
Wasn't there somebody else? I have never visited Mitt Romney's website. And there's another Jewish gentleman who is also assisting him. I just can't remember the name.
Yeah, it wouldn't take long. I just look up special advisors Mitt Romney, and that list is there. And it's a who's who of controllers, people that are so much on the inside that
look at Steve Jones, Professor Stephen Jones, who I believe was in charge of silencing the research on coal fusion.
Yes.
So, there's, he was associated with Brigham Young University, and any university that gets any kind of grants from the U.S. government is basically under the control of the U.S. government. I mean, it's, if you want to play the game and get the money, you go along with what the government wants, and you can also say the same thing about churches, because most of the churches in this country are corporations. And in order to maintain their status, their tax-free status, they really have to go along with the government. I mean, they certainly can't use their buildings or get up and say something that's anti-war. And then when you factor in the Christian Zionists, I'm sure there are millions. And that was also the Christian Zionist movement was a result of Bill Kristol. And the guy that he was working with, he worked in the Quayle's office, Vice President Quayle's office. And they figured that the Christians would be a good target group to involve. And this was about the same period of time after abortion became a factor in 1973. And this was an issue that they could actually involve the Christians in, because before that, Christians really weren't all that involved in politics. And so they basically created a movement, a definite movement. But of course, Christian Zionism goes back to Britain, to London, back to about 1809. But the Christian Zionist faction here, they pretty much tell people how to vote and what to vote for, and they are a big factor. And they're all a bunch of warmongers.
Yeah, the teachings of Christ have been set aside for this story, the mythology of the Jewish-Christian long-term alliance. And that alliance, I think, itself is a fabrication.
Oh, absolutely.
That comes out of
World War II.
Mm-hmm. And so Christian Zionists don't realize it, but they're being led by Judas Goetz to their own slaughter. They have become unwitting idiots, useful idiots, in the process of promoting and supporting the heinous activities of Israel.
Right. People like John Hagee, who basically said in a video that I looked at recently that he didn't think that Christ was, I can't remember exactly what he did say, but it was negative about Christ and that he wasn't actually a savior. He might have been a good guy and whatnot. But I mean, this guy prays for war. I mean, these people pray for war. What are they thinking? I mean, everybody is God's children. What are they thinking?
These aren't real Christians. They're contemporary Christians that are being led to slaughter by the Judas goats. John Hagee is one of the primary Judas goats. Judas goats are animals that are the ones that lead the sheep into the slaughterhouse. And that's why they're called Judas goats. So there's a great DVD offered on the $1DVDproject.com. $1DVDproject.com. It's called Christian Zionism. If you wanted to spend $20 to $30 or so and get together with Ron Neal at the $1 DVD Project, buy 20 or 30 copies of Christian Zionism and take them around to your local church pastors and have them watch it with you.
You know, it's interesting. Chuck Carlson and several other people have participated in some activism outside of some of these churches, some of these big churches, and the pastors simply just ignore their remarks. They ignore the sign, "Who would Jesus bomb?" I mean, they just won't even listen. These people are so brainwashed and so indoctrinated that they just can't see what they're doing or who they are following. If they would just simply open the Bible, particularly the New Testament.
Well, we know that there are priests that are diddling little boys, and we've learned more recently about the Talmudic ideas of depravity towards little girls and circumcision rituals that are rather depraved in themselves. That within religions themselves are some of the worst, some of the most evil of people who pretend to be about God and about Christian principles.
But notice that the media always covers the Catholics. Always, always, always. And I have a feeling, and I'm not Catholic, but I have a feeling that sometime in the 1960s, when there were some big changes in the Catholic Church, that there was a lot of infiltration. And when you consider that there are more rabbis who actually engage in pedophilia activities, but who are never, never reported, and whose dogma in the Talmud actually okays and sanctions this, you have to ask what's going on. And when you look at the Catholic Church and all the millions of dollars that they have had to forfeit to court claims, you kind of sit back and think, who infiltrated this Catholic Church, and who is doing all of this, and why is it reported and not the rabbis that are reported?
I don't recall that one of the liturgical leaders in the Vatican was Jewish and now is regarded as one of the top liturgical leaders in the Vatican. It's at the tippy top. We talk about Freemasons, B'nai B'rith in the Freemasonry. At the tippy top of these organizations, I think there's a great deal of evil. It's the psychopaths have matriculated, have achieved dominance, and taken over a number of organizations.
Well,
almost everything.
Yes. Well, they say that 5% of the population is pathological, and these are people who will do anything at all to get to the very top of any organization that they happen to be participating in, and they will walk over people's backs, they will kill, they will do whatever it takes, and to rise to the top. And so, you know, and that means the government too. You know, what do these people do to rise up to the top and get to be the top of the heap? They're willing to do anything, you know, killing the king kind of things.
People feel disabled by these situations of control. They feel like they can't make any difference. I've heard a number of people. What can I do? It's been this way for hundreds of years. It's always going to be this way. I can't make a difference. I'm talking to each one of you listeners out there. That statement in itself is the reality that you and me have created for ourselves up to now. We can make a difference if we'll only choose to do so. Deanna, you are a very courageous woman. You've taken this on with a vengeance, and you do, I know, a lot of research, writing, your persistence in this program. Take Deanna as an example of activism and just do 2% of what she does with her life. We can change the world.
Thank you for those comments. Very kind of you. All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Ed Kendrick, and his website is rediscover911.com. Please go there and see all the resources. And during the break, I was looking at Dove Zycam. Dicom? Yeah, I've written about him several times, and it's easy to write things down. It's not so easy to pronounce their names. But he was a member of PNAC, a Project for a New American Century. He was one of the, I believe, one of the 25 charter members. And it's interesting that he was mentioned as the advisor for the Middle East for Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney. And he was associated with also with somebody, something else that I wrote a lot about, well, the Vulcans, and he was with a company, let's see what the name of that company was, Booz Allen Hamilton. He was a senior vice president, and that was a group that that engages in basically cultural engineering. They're very well. They do a lot of stuff, but they do that too. They also engage in that, get people to give up their land by going in and having seminars, and it's just very interesting how all of these foundations. He was also associated with the Heritage Foundation, which is a right wing think tank in Washington, and you know, these foundations create policy for the U.S. government. I mean, it's just amazing how politics really work, and the constituency has very little to do with anything.
Dov Zakheim would be one of the first people that I would suggest we arrest with regard to the crimes of 9/11, and something should have been done regarding Dov Zakheim involving the $3.4 trillion of missing allocations to the Pentagon. That under his watch, this was supposed to be uncovered, and suddenly the accounting department gets exploded.
Right. And they moved them there just before 9/11. I mean, like, you know, it was that section of the Pentagon was supposed to be finished in another week, and yet they moved them over to that section before 9/11 in order to take them all out, to eliminate them.
Well, what do we have FEMA camps for? Are they waiting for you and I, Deanna, or couldn't we put about 10 or 15,000 of these devils in the FEMA camps, let them sing, let them tell what they know, eventually let them out, but indefinite detention sounds like a good idea, and take these people out of influence of media, out of influence of our government, take them out of influence of our banking systems, take them out of influence on our foreign policy, where we're committing grave errors of relationship with other countries in the world and peoples of the world. There's just some horrible, horrible, hellish things being created by these people that seem to be the spawn of Satan, or synagogue
right.
of Satan.
Right. All righty, we do have to take our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back with our guest today after a word from our sponsor.